Okay, the next thing we're going to take a look at is exploring the Students dialog box, which is located under the Tools menu. This dialog box contains all of the students that's currently in your program. You can go in and add, remove, or you can edit lessons and different criteria about them. I'm just going to walk you through here real quickly and let you get a look at it. So I'm going to do an Alt-T for Tools.
Groups. Menu item.
Arrow down.
Students. Menu item.
Press Enter.
To Kathy Johnson. List item selected.
And you can see right now that I'm landed in the list of my students. I'm going to arrow down to Sandy Smith because I did a couple lessons for her, and we'll take a look at some of her stats here.
One default user. List item. Three Sandy Smith. List item.
Okay. So I arrowed down twice, sitting at Sandy Smith. I'm going to tab over until I hear the word edit.
Add, push button. Remove, push button. Edit, push button.
Right here is where we can go in and take a look at her information. So we're going to press enter.
Edit student information. Name. Edit Sandy Smith.
So the first edit field is her name. Tab over.
Password. Edit.
Password is not necessarily required. I didn't put a password in. That's up to the individual. Tab over. Now, I tabbed over this time, but I didn't get any feedback from the speech. The way to get this information to speak to you in this list of groups is to push up arrow or down arrow. This control contains the list of groups that you've created, as well as the one that Talking Typer defaultly places in your machine. On the last lesson, we had assigned Sandy Smith to Linda Johnson's first period. Tab over.
Level, edit, 1.
Level. I'm not quite sure what that means, so I'm going to tab over.
Speed, edit, read only.
This is her speed.
102.
So it looks like she has 102 words per minute. Tab over.
Accuracy, edit, 99, read only.
So she's doing pretty well. She only had one error, so she has a 99% accuracy. Tab over.
Last lesson. Edit. New keys are G and H. Read only.
This is showing where she had stopped. So she did the first two lessons in the program, and the third lesson is new keys are G and H.
New keys are G and H.
So this is where she left off.
October 13th, 2010, 70, 100, 5, 1, 99, home keys for the left hand. List item, multi-selectable.
Okay, I tabbed over there, and this shows the lessons that she has completed, and it tells you the date that she has done them, and it tells you a couple other pieces of information that I'm not quite sure what they are. So I'm going to tab over.
190, the caps lock key 25, 85%. List item. Multi-selectable.
Remember on the last lesson, we assigned Sandy Smith to Linda Johnson's first period. This box contains the list of lessons Linda has assigned for her students to work on. If certain measures were taken, like setting up a password or unchecking the box in the preferences menu that says allow students to work on all lessons, Sandy would only have access to the lessons that Linda has assigned for her group.
Print. Push button.
You can print this if you want. You can print the information. I'm tabbing through all these dialog boxes.
Okay. Push button.
And we tab to okay, so push okay.
Students. Edit. Push button. Default.
Now we're sitting back on the edit button, and if we want to go back into the drills, we just push okay.
Okay. Edit. Type these simple phrases to sharp.
Now, I'm not in Sandy Smith, but I'm going to show you how to get to Sandy Smith. Okay, the first thing you want to do in order to get to Sandy Smith is you have to go down and log in as another user. We do this through the access of the file menu. So I'm going to push Alt.
File. Menu item. I'm
going to arrow down until I hear login as another user.
Import. Export. Login as another user. Menu item.
Press enter.
Login. Login name colon. Edit.
Simply type Sandy Smith. Tab over.
Password colon. Edit. protected.
She doesn't have a password assigned, so this is unnecessary right now. Tab to OK and press Enter.
OK. Push button. Default. Edit. Read only. Type colon. Home keys for the right hand. Instructions colon. Beginning.
I silenced it there. And if you want to make sure that you are logged in as Sandy Smith, just tab over once and it will tell you the name.
Edit. Results for Sandy Smith. 0 words, 0 WPM, 0 errors.
Okay. We hadn't started typing yet, so that's why you hear all zeros. When you exit out of the program and you go to restart the program again, you will not be logged in as Sandy Smith. You will be logged in as the default user. So just want to make a notation of that. If you want to log in as someone else, you have to go to the File menu, arrow down until you get to Log in as another user, press Enter, and put in your information. Press OK, and you'll be logged in. Okay, the last thing I want to talk to you about is the Preferences multi-page dialog box. This is also referred to as the Master Teacher account. Now, the way to get to the Preferences dialog is to do an Alt-T and go into the Tools menu and arrow down until you hear Preferences.
Groups. Menu item. Students. Menu item. Edit lesson. Speech settings. Preferences. Menu item.
Push Enter.
Name for teacher account. Edit. Tony Johnson.
It says teacher account. If you don't assign a name for the teacher account, it will use your computer's default name. Let's tab over.
Password for teacher access. Edit.
Now, for the purposes of this tutorial, I'm going to create a password because I'm going to come back and show you how it responds after I shut down the program and restart it again.
Location of database files. Edit. See / documents and settings / all users windows / application data /aph / talking typer /.
This is where the database file is, so you can look at a student's progress. You can move this file wherever you want it to be. This program can also be used on a network, so just a little bit about that. I'm going to tab over.
Location of lesson files. Edit. See / documents and settings / all users windows / documents / talking typer / lessons /.
Okay, when you first install this program to your machine, it puts the lessons in a location where anyone who logs on to the machine can have access to them. If you want to run this program on a network, you might want to move the lessons and put them all in the same place and make sure that all machines that are on that network have access to them. So just a little bit about that as well. So we're going to tab over.
OK. Push button. Default.
Now we're sitting on our OK button. I'm going to tab until I hear the words General Tab.
Cancel. Push button. L. General. Page Tab. Selected.
Now this is a multi-page dialog box, and the best way to navigate from tab to tab with this program is to use your right arrow key.
Student Defaults, Page Tab, selected.
Tab to get into it.
Require Login, checkbox.
This box is unchecked by default. If this box is unchecked, you can go to the Talking Typer program and run it. If you check this box, when you go to run the program, it will ask you for a username and a password. For example, if this checkbox was checked, and I use the name Sandy Smith, I could start the program. This feature is useful if you have multiple students using the same computer. Tab over.
Allow all lessons. Checkbox. Checked.
This is something that I talked about in the previous lesson. If this box were unchecked, your teacher would have control over what you had access to regarding the lessons in the program. Tab over.
Accuracy required by default for advancement. Edit.
This field assigns an accuracy level to new lessons that you've created. So when creating a new lesson, set this where you want it to be. And the way to do this is to go in and manually type in the number, and this will set your accuracy level. I'll push up arrow so that you can hear this.
95.
Says 95%. You must have a 95% typing accuracy in order to advance to the next lesson. So we'll tab over.
Speed required by default for advancement. Edit.
This field determines the number of words your students must type in order to advance to the next lesson or new lessons. Just manually type in the number you want, and words per minute will be set. And in order to hear what your speed is currently set at, do the same thing. Press an up arrow.
35.
So we'll tab to the next box. Now, when I tabbed over, this box didn't give us a prompt. This is the default speed for Hurry Scurry. I'm going to let you hear the number by pressing the up arrow key.
22.
Now, if you want to make Hurry Scurry go faster, what you want to do is increase the number. If you want the game to move at a slower pace, you want to decrease the number.
Password assigned to students by default. Edit.
Now, if you want to assign a password to all your students, this is the box where you type it in. Tab over. Once again, I tabbed over, and I didn't get a prompt. But this is default group. Now, the default group is the group that's assigned to new students that begin using Talking Typer, but you can add groups of your own. So if I push up arrow...
Default.
I have default. I'm going to push down arrow.
Linda Johnson's first period.
And this is a group that I've created, so I'm going to keep it right there. Going to tab over.
Okay. Push button. Default.
And we're back around to the OK button again, so I'm going to tab three times to get to my tab.
Cancel. Help. Student defaults. Page tab. Selected.
And I'm going to go to the right one more time so you can see the last page of this dialog box.
Program defaults. Page tab. Selected.
I'm going to tab into this.
Default font. Push button.
This allows you to accept the font size and style for all your Talking Typer sessions. Tab over.
Echo correct keys. Checkbox. Checked.
This is checked by default. This allows you to hear keystrokes echoed back to you when typing. When this is unchecked, keystrokes will not be echoed. When you strike an incorrect key, Talking Typer will buzz and prompt you to hit the correct key. Tab over.
Use digital audio for spelling and key echo. Checkbox. Checked.
This option is checked by default as well. You'll probably want to leave this one on. When this is checked, Talking Typer provides high-quality audio output for the programs so that you may hear your keystrokes and sentences or whatever lesson you're on typed more clearly. If this box is unchecked, when you type or Talking Typer is reading something to you, synthesized speech will be used. Tab.
Allow new accounts to be created at login. Checkbox. Checked.
You'll probably want to leave this box checked as well. This makes it easy for teachers and students to set up a new username. If you uncheck this box, you'll have to manually go into the student screen and put in your information.
Okay. Push button. Default.
And we have okay. So I'm going to press enter to get out of this multi-page dialog box.
Edit. Caps lock is located direct.
Now that we've went through the multi-dialog box, I have restarted the program, and I'm going to show you how it behaves now when you try and access the teacher's account.
Groups. Menu. Preferences. Menu item. Login. Password. Edit. Protected.
So we're just going to type the password.
Okay. Push button. Default.
Tab the okay. Push enter.
Name for teacher account colon. Edit, Tony Johnson.
And now you are in the multi-page dialog box. So as always, remember to keep your password private and protected. This is how you access the teacher's account if you have a password. I think this is going to about do it. We've covered a lot of features. If you go in and familiarize yourself with these, you will have a working knowledge of Talking Typer. This concludes the presentation of Talking Typer. For more information on the program, you can contact the American Printing House for the Blind at www.aph.org.